Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. And thanks for subscribing to my bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore. And this is So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, the 20th Century English Versions of the Bible. And we are page 222, which is the New American Substandard Version, the NASB. And we're going to start with Lawrence M. Vance's book. And if you don't have this, this is a great book to have in your library. It's called Double Jeopardy. And it's all about the updated editions of the New American Standard Translation. I quote, "This statement appears in all editions of the NASB. In regard to the use of historical present, the board recognized that in some contexts, the present tense seems more unexpected and unjustified to the English reader than a past tense would have been. But the Greek authors frequently use the present tense for the sake of heightened vividness, thereby transporting their readers in imagination to the actual scene at the time of occurrence." How about that? This was followed in the 1962 release of the Four Gospels by this statement. "Therefore, the board felt that it would be unwise to change these historical presents into English past tenses and have deferred to the wisdom of the King James and American Standard Versions in adhering to the English present. However, in 1963, New Testament, the following statement appears. However, the board felt that it would be wise to change these historical presents into these English past tenses. Therefore, verbs marked with an asterisk represent historical presence in the Greek, which have been translated with an English past tense in order to confirm the modern usages. Thus, Mark 5:22 in the NASB reads, 'And one of the synagogue officials named Jairus, asterisk, came up, and upon seeing him, asterisk, fell at his feet.' This asterisk marking historical presence occurs 145 times in the Gospel of Mark alone. So right away we see that the text was changed substantially in the very first edition of the New Testament. The NASB has been updated more than 10 times: 1960, 62, 63, 68, 71, 72, 73, 75, 77, and 95. In 1960, they updated the Book of John, 1962, the Four Gospels, 1968, the Psalms. The NASB had four updates in the New Testament before it was even released in 1971. In the NASB explanation of general format in the preface, you will see, NASB says thou, thee, and thy are not used in this edition and have been rendered as you and your. In the King's English, thou, thee, and thy are singular, and you and your, and they forgot one, ye, is always plural. This changes the text completely by making thee, thou, and thy plural. NASB says italics are used in the text to indicate words that are not found in the original Hebrew, Aramaic, or Greek, but implied by it. Italics are used in the marginal notes to signify alternative readings. And we will have more of this next week.